This is Gene Montrastelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And one of the ways that we can get ourselves in trouble when we're trying to achieve something is we get impatient. We start making rash decisions. We move too quickly. We skip steps. And so today what we're going to do is we're just going to tap to find that balance between keeping our enthusiasm and moving forward and not being impatient with the process. So just tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we tap, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the way that makes most sense for you. There is a part of me that wants to be there and be there right now. To have success in big and small ways, and to have that success right now. And I truly appreciate the fact that this part of me that is rushing ahead and is being impatient only wants what's best for me. Only wants me to be healthy. Only wants me to be happy. Only wants me to have what I need. And it's natural that I would get worried that if I lose this energy, I'm going to stop moving at all. It feels like the opposite of impatience is doing nothing, is being static, is not trying. But I give myself, and I give my entire system permission to know that as I move forward, I can do it in such a way where I give each and everything the time and attention that it needs, the time and attention it deserves. If I give everything the time and attention it needs, I will continue to move in a steady path toward my goals in big and small ways. I give myself permission to be easy with myself and easy with the process as I move forward. It's good that I want to get there. It's good that I want to get there now. But when I rush, when I'm impatient, I make poor choices and I get ahead of myself. Today, I'm going to consciously choose to be present and patient with every task that I face. If I do this, I will move forward in a way that makes me successful working towards my goals.